AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has left its key interest rate unchanged for a third straight meeting, but Sagar Magani reports that was not the biggest news from Chairman Jerome Powell today.
13 in favor and 11 opposed.
Hours after the Senate Banking Committee sent Kevin Warsh's nomination as the next Fed chair to the full Senate.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time. To be determined.
That has not happened in nearly 80 years, but Powell citing what he calls unprecedented legal attacks on the Fed.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public.
The Fed's independence from political pressure.
I think it's at risk.
His decision prevents President Trump from filling a seat on the Fed board. Powell's term ends in January 2028.
And I will leave when I think it's appropriate to do so.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More jumps for oil prices, along with hints that some Fed officials don't want to cut interest rates anytime soon, sent tremors through the bond market. But fat profit reports helped keep the stock market resilient. The S&P edged lower, but by less than a tenth of a percent. The Dow fell 280 points, or 0.6%, while the Nasdaq inched higher, up less than a tenth of a percent. The price for a barrel of Brent crude jumped nearly 6%, July delivery settling above $110 per barrel. While gasoline prices cranked another 5 cents higher, AAA puts the national average near $4.23 per gallon. The Supreme Court's weakened a landmark civil rights era law that increased minority representation in Congress and elsewhere. In a 6-3 ruling, the court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. And the Supreme Court sided with a faith-based pregnancy center that raised First Amendment concerns about an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. This is AP News. A stabbing in Britain.
A 45-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder over what authorities are calling an anti-Semitic attack. Counter-terror police are investigating whether the Golders Green Road stabbings are linked to a string of arson attacks on synagogues and other Jewish sites in the city. Addressing lawmakers, Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the attacks are deeply concerning.
There is now a police investigation, and I think we all need to do everything we can to support that investigation and be absolutely clear in our determination to deal with any of these offences, the like of which we've seen too much recently.
Starmer added, attacks on our Jewish community are attacks on Britain. The security organisation Shomrim said a suspect was seen running along the road armed with a knife and attempting to stab Jewish members of the public on Wednesday morning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.